USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 12 people have been victims of the weather in the nation this weekend so far, including from storms that rolled across the southeast yesterday. Three people died when a tornado swept through Carrollton, Alabama. This man in a mobile home when the storm came through, but when it was over, he says he saw
trees, houses gone.
The Midwest hit hard by winter weather.
I woke up to a sheet of ice on my driveway.
Puerto Rico still feeling aftershocks from a major earthquake. The USGS says a magnitude 5.9 rattled the island yesterday morning, centered on the southwest coast. The U.S. territory has been feeling scores of aftershocks ever since a destructive 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the island last Tuesday. That one was said to be the largest on Puerto Rico in over a century. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At last check, a gunman was still on the loose after shooting five people in an apartment complex in Colorado. Aurora police saying that three juveniles and two adults were taken to hospitals with very serious injuries. Investigators believe there was a party going on at the complex when the gunfire broke out. Police, though, still looking for the motive as well as a male suspect. This time, protesters are in the streets of Tehran protesting against the Iranian government after it admitted that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet by mistake. There were no survivors among the 180 people on board, counting the crew. Police reportedly responding with tear gas to try to disperse the crowds outside Tehran's main university and other government locations. The Sunday Times of London is reporting Prince William's admitting sadness about his and Meghan Markle's decision to step back as senior members of the British royal family. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Chinese government reasserting its ownership of Taiwan in spite of independence advocate President Tsai Ing-wen's landslide re-election. Reports are foreign ministry officials in Beijing are doubling down, saying today that Taiwan belongs to the communist-led regime. President Tsai's landslide victory yesterday giving her another 4 years, and the win gives her Democratic Progressive Party a majority in parliament. In a statement, the president says the people of Taiwan are using the polls to demonstrate their support for freedom and democracy. A volcano alert's been issued in the Philippines after an eruption south of Manila. The Taal volcano in the central Philippines beginning spewing ash today, forcing evacuations in nearby communities. And Philippine officials did raise the status of the volcano to alert level 3 on Sunday afternoon there, indicating a high level of volcanic unrest. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology saying that the eruption generated a plume of smoke over 3,000 feet high, accompanied by earthquakes, and that ashfall is currently being showered southwest of the volcano. So flights in and out of Manila are on hold because of that eruption. And Martin Scorsese's The Irishman's the big winner at the AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups Awards last night. It grabbed the Best Picture and Best Director honors at the event. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.